Picture a mammoth struggling in sticky tar, its massive strength useless against the slow, relentless pull downward. Now replace that mammoth with a software team, brilliant engineers, ample funding, cutting-edge technology, and you've captured the essence of most large-scale programming projects. Despite heroic efforts, they sink slowly into failure, rarely meeting their goals, schedules, or budgets. What makes software development so treacherous? The answer isn't a single catastrophic flaw, but an accumulation of interacting factors that gradually strangle progress. A simple program that runs on your laptop is vastly different from a polished product ready for public use. To become market ready, that program needs generalization, exhaustive testing, and thorough documentation, costing at least 3 times more than the original code. To become a system component that plays nicely with others, it must conform to precise interfaces and be tested in every possible combination, tripling the cost again. The final product costs 9 times what you initially estimated. Yet, despite these challenges, programming offers unique joys. The delight of creating something from pure thought, the pleasure of building tools that help others, the fascination of watching complex pieces work in harmony. But these joys come with corresponding woes. The demand for absolute perfection where one misplaced character destroys everything. The tedium of hunting tiny bugs, the heartbreak of watching your work become obsolete before completion. Understanding this tar pit is the first step toward escaping it. Adding people to a late software project makes it later. This counterintuitive principle, Brooks' Law, shatters the myth that programmers and time are interchangeable. The man-month measurement works for harvesting wheat, where tasks divide perfectly with no coordination. Software development requires complex coordination, where communication overhead increases geometrically with team size. 3 workers need 3 communication channels. 7 need 21. New team members aren't immediately productive. They need time to learn the system. During ramp-up, they make negative contributions by diverting experienced members who must train them. Work must be repartitioned and interfaces redefined. Our estimation techniques remain poorly developed, confusing effort with progress. Large programming efforts consist of many chained tasks, making the probability of everything going well vanishingly small. Proper scheduling should allocate 1/3 for planning, 1/6 for coding, and fully half for testing, much more than typically allowed, but reflecting reality. Exceptional programmers outperform average ones by 10 to 1 in productivity and 5 to 1 in program speed. Yet small, sharp teams take years to build substantial systems, risking obsolescence. The solution? Organize like surgical teams, where one mind operates while others provide support. The surgical team includes the surgeon, chief programmer, who defines specifications, designs, codes, tests, and documents, the co-pilot, who shares design thinking without code responsibility, the administrator, handling non-technical matters, the editor, refining documentation, a program clerk, maintaining technical records, a toolsmith, ensuring adequate computing services, a tester, creating test cases, and a language lawyer, mastering programming intricacies. This structure achieves 10 people contributing while the system remains the product of one mind. The surgeon makes final decisions unilaterally, eliminating problem division and equal partner conflicts. The concept scales by coordinating multiple teams, improving conceptual integrity by reducing design minds by a factor of 7. Software systems often suffer worse conceptual disunity than centuries-old cathedrals. While cathedrals face succession across generations, software fragments simultaneously across many designers. Conceptual integrity is the most important consideration in system design, more vital than features, efficiency, or correctness. Better to omit features but reflect unified design than include many uncoordinated ones. Like Reims Cathedral, whose unity emerged through 8 generations sacrificing individual ideas for pure design, software demands similar discipline. The ratio of function to conceptual complexity is the ultimate test, Neither function nor simplicity alone defines good design. Conceptual integrity demands design from one mind or a small resonant group. This creates tension with needing many hands to meet schedules, resolved by separating architecture from implementation. Architecture specifies what users see, implementation realizes it. The architect serves as user's agent, while implementers tackle equally creative but different work. Architectural constraints don't stifle creativity, they focus inventiveness on unsolved problems. An architect's first system tends towards spare cleanliness. The second system becomes most dangerous. The confident architect incorporates all previously abandoned frills, creating an over-designed monstrosity. The Tower of Babel failed from poor communication, not lack of resources, a fate befalling modern projects when teams work in isolation. As development progresses, teams modify their program's functions, sizes, and speeds, changing assumptions about inputs and outputs. One team might reduce a function's speed based on usage statistics, while another critically depends on that speed, creating conflicts requiring system-wide resolution. Teams must communicate through multiple channels: informal calls, regular meetings with technical briefings, and a formal project workbook structuring all documents. Despite precise specifications, countless interpretation questions arise during implementation. Rather than guessing, implementers should call architects directly. A practical solution? Architects record all questions and answers in a telephone log, then distribute these logs weekly to everyone. This shared knowledge prevents duplicate questions and keeps all teams aligned on evolving decisions. Software development lacks the intermediate steps between lab and production that other fields employ. Chemical engineers use pilot plants. Programmers skip this essential phase. The first system is rarely usable, too slow, too big, or awkward. The question isn't whether to build a throwaway system, but whether to plan for it or promise it to customers. Accepting pilot systems means facing constant change. Software's tractability invites perpetual requirement changes. Program maintenance differs fundamentally from hardware maintenance. It's not about cleaning or repairing deterioration, but fixing design defects and adding functions, typically costing 40% or more of development. The fundamental problem? Fixing a defect has a 20-50% chance of introducing another. Research shows that while total modules increase linearly with each release, affected modules increase exponentially. Repairs destroy structure, increasing entropy until fixing ceases to gain ground, leading to inevitable obsolescence. No single breakthrough can deliver even one order of magnitude improvement in software productivity, reliability, or simplicity. Software development remains inherently difficult due to its essential complexity, a construct of interlocking concepts like datasets, relationships, algorithms, and function invocations that is abstract yet precisely detailed. Four inherent properties make it challenging: complexity, no two parts alike, nonlinear scaling; conformity, adapting to arbitrary human institutions; changeability, constant pressure to evolve; and invisibility, no inherent spatial representation. The most productive advances address accidental difficulties. High-level languages delivered fivefold improvements by eliminating machine complexities. Time sharing preserved immediacy by removing slow turnaround times. The best approaches tackle software's conceptual essence: buy rather than build when possible, refine requirements through rapid prototyping, and develop incrementally from minimal running systems. Most importantly, cultivate great designers. The best designers produce structures that are faster, smaller, simpler, approaching an order of magnitude better than average. The real magic lies in recognizing that communication matters more than code, and great software emerges not from process alone, but from great minds working within thoughtful constraints.